Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, everybody? This is Mike Cannon from Here's a Scenario podcast, reporting live from a pumpkin patch in upstate New York, here to tell you Wednesday, October 27th at 7 p.m. at the Comedy Cellar Fat Black Pussycat, I will be running my brand new hour of material never before seen or heard on any of my albums or specials. Come on out. Tickets are limited. It's a small room. Michael T. Feeney will be doing some time up top, going to be taking pics, hanging out afterwards. I'm sure Sagalo will be lurking in a shadowy corner somewhere. To get tickets, go to comedyseller.com or mikecannoncomedy.com. Again, small room. This will sell out, more off the fame of the club than off of me, but either way, it's going to be a hell of an evening. October 27th, 7 p.m., comedyseller.com.
Hey, Here's a Scenario fans, Feeney here. Thank you so much for listening to our show. I just want to let everybody know that I have started a brand new podcast called Snarky with Mike Feeney. It's available now everywhere you listen to podcasts. It's also on my YouTube channel, youtube.com/MikeFeeneyComedy. Putting out new episodes every single week. Check it out. Leave a review. Tell some friends. Enjoy the show. And also, if you're part of the Patreon, you get a bonus Snarky every single week where I answer just your questions. Check it out.
Nope, won't be reading that. Won't be looking at that.
Fuck, dude, now I'm
spending
a
lot of time on extracurricular activities for somebody who just had no time. Welcome, everybody, to a new episode of Here's the Scenario, one where our camera guy was shot dead in front of us. I'm one of your hosts, Mike Cannon. With me, as always,
Mike Feeney, and also here,
Brendan Sagalo. How are you guys? Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening, and how are you to the people that are unable to answer? But to your friends, your warm-blooded friends, you have yet to ask that question to us.
I called you yesterday just to talk.
You did. Well, you FaceTimed.
FaceTime to FaceTime. See you and your little boy.
I know. I wasn't sure what that was about. I thought you had other agendas, but
nope.
You were just like,
I just wanted to see,
I have an agenda that I said out loud to Erica the other day where I go, I think I'm going to try. It's hard to plan a day or a plan a trip to hang out with someone's child. You know what I mean?
You want to have a play date with my kid?
Well, I was saying to Erica, I go,
I
haven't
seen... get a pass for the school bus?
I haven't seen Crew in forever, and I want to see Crew. And if Mike's there, too, that's fine. But, like, I...
if Mike's there, I don't want
to
be...
I have to find out...
As his full-time nanny, I'm always there.
I have to find a way to go see Crew in the near future. So maybe we'll do some episode up there or something to give me an excuse.
Yeah, a little blunts there with the boys with
Yeah.
Some Patreon. He'll just be
ash on his head.
Yeah, imagine he's in the corner just
we're blowing
on
smoke in his ear like a cat.
They just, you do that to cats?
Darting back.
No, I never did that to an animal, and
I don't believe that at all.
I really hate it.
How'd you get that idea?
Because I knew people that did that.
Yeah.
That you
your hair says a different story.
Your hair says you picked up a cat by its tail.
My hair.
And dipped it in cooking grease.
My hair says I throw red paint on people.
For what?
From like
for wearing fur?
Yeah, for wearing fur.
Well, this is not what the podcast is about.
Although it kind
of
is.
It kind of is. It's a hypothetical-based podcast. We do what-ifs, would-you-rathers, hypotheticals, Mary kills, trying to keep the algorithm moving by not cursing right up top. And all those sort of things submitted by you, the listeners. Go to heresthescenario.com. That has all the info. It's got our social media. It's got links to iTunes and everywhere that you stream podcasts. Write a review, rate, subscribe. All those things that are free for you to do but are actual currency to us by boosting the visibility of the show and getting the word out about how lovely and hilarious this podcast is.
And get excited that you're listening and being a part of the most interactive podcast on the planet.
Yeah.
That's for real.
That's for real.
For real.
And then if this isn't enough, if this freak free injection weekly, I almost said freakly, if this freakly injection of comedy isn't enough for you, we have a Patreon, patreon.com/scenariopod. We do two bonus podcasts per week. We do another little bit looser structural show to this every single Monday. And then Friday, we have a show called Blunts with the Boys, which is actually pretty similar to Irish Goodbye Podcast, RIP. It's a little bit more storytelling. We sit around in a cipher, which you are a part of. You're both watching, hopefully smoking at home, doing whatever you do, maybe belting off and puncturing a knee. Yeah,
hopefully doing drugs with us.
Yeah, whatever. That's our vision for it. But, you know, experience it however you want. But it's a very fun show. And then on top of that, we all do our individual content. Everything that goes up on our YouTubes goes up early for our Patreon. And then we do a bunch of exclusive videos for a ton of, you know, for the $10 tiers, all that stuff.
And just added,
it's incredible,
is that I'll be, because by the time this comes out, my little solo cast project will be out there, Snarky. And I am going to do, not only is that going to go up early on the Patreon every week, but I do like a 15 to 20 minute bonus thing that's just for Patreon members.
Well, look at
that.
Hell yeah.
So look at that. So there's even, there's literally so much content that it's like, it's maddening that we're not multimillionaires.
We're having our own little science fair.
If you love us now, in 30 days, you'll be sick.
Our Patreon is basically like a Cheesecake Factory menu. There's too much. Dude, there's too many options.
We are conveyor belt sushi. We're sitting at a booth and there's a tuna roll flying by, but we're not worried that we missed it because it'll be back around.
Also,
more is coming around.
It's more like a sushi place that has too much on the conveyor belt where sushi's spilling over the sides onto the table. You're like, you gotta decide, do I want to save the yellow fin or do I want to go with the salmon Boston roll?
I love those places. I've only ever gotten sick at those too.
It's the only place you can get sick.
Yeah. I think I'm done with sushi.
Oh, I
really?
Love sushi. I'll never.
Yeah, I just started sushi.
When we had sushi, we fucking loved it.
It was awesome. I am a huge sushi fan. I love it. I've been eating it since I was a kid. But for whatever reason, the last two times I had it, I think I told you, there was like a warm epicenter to the fish, and it was just a little fishy, like too much.
You got fish vagina.
I got fish vaginosis in the back of my molars.
You got the warm fish.
What day of the week was it?
It was not a Monday or a Tuesday. What?
No, you're right.
You were the only one speaking.
Yeah, but your mustache said something.
Yeah.
The mustache has a personality of its own.
It really does. All right, let's get into the question. So we have some submitted by you, the listeners. Again, here's the scenario.com for all the information. Go to we mostly read DMs off of our Instagram, so that's where you can find us. It's at scenario pod, right?
The Instagram?
It's at
here's the scenario
pod.
It's at here's the scenario.com. Everything's there. We are the worst. From Afton Kennedy. Hey guys, enjoying the podcast so far. Thank you. If you had to choose one for the rest of your life, would you only have appetizers with your meals or desserts?
That's an easy.
I'm a big appetizers guy. I've made this at I can't believe the boy with blue hair is leaning towards sweets.
Yeah.
I will say,
what does the hair have to do with
that? Because it shows your immaturity.
Yeah, it says the fucking guy with a mustache.
Yeah, which shows maturity.
Feeny does look like an off-duty 70s cop now in the jean jacket. It's fine.
You look like a crooked cop.
Yeah. That's fine. That's like mature.
I'm playing both sides. You got out of court. You're losing your child in custody, but you're going to
bust I'm solving the really big case.
Yeah.
And then once I solve the case, I'll have more time to get my kid back, and everyone will be like, oh, he's in the papers. What a good dad.
I am literally only picturing Russell Crowe in American Gangster.
Yeah, that's it.
I will say
the
this.
The case is consuming me.
Appetizers are a very adult thing.
Yeah.
And you go, let's get appetizers for everybody.
Appetizers is great. It gives you the thing because a meal is going to take like usually anywhere from 12 to 18 minutes to prepare. So that's going to take too long. But an appetizer comes out in 8 minutes. So if you're coming in starving, the best thing, there's nothing worse than if you go to a steakhouse and you're starving, you're not just going to go there and be like ribeye and then wait 25 minutes. You want some baked clams to come out. You want some melon and prosciutto. You want some, you want some. That's the things that we all can talk about.
Did you say melanin prosciutto?
Melon and...
I watched Brendan roll through six unfortunate choices.
Saving the algorithm!
That's what we call his career now. The algorithm.
Yeah. I will say this about dessert. It does have a certain je ne sais quoi about it.
But it's not saying it's you can't have dessert. It's saying that when you're out to dinner, you could always just go to an ice cream place afterwards. You're not going to go to an appetizer place.
No. You're wrong. If you had to choose one for the rest of your life, would you only have appetizers with your meal or dessert?
With your meal.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, so you think like you could just go for a willy-nilly ice cream run.
Appetizers.
I could go home after going out to dinner and then have an ice pop from the fridge.
No.
It's not saying you can't have dessert for the rest of your life.
You can never have food after dinner.
It says with your meal. With your meal.
What fun is what you're presenting.
I mean, if I want,
before I leave the house, I could just fry up some calamari.
Yeah, but right?
You know what I love?
Do that.
You know what I love about Del
Frisco's?
This is
why appetizers is the clear answer here.
What do you love about Del Frisco?
Nah, the joke's over. But
it would never was beginning.
It did begin, and you stepped over it with your little fucking
spider legs
over your list.
Is that like when I was talking about the appetizer thing, and then you started talking about desserts or je ne sais quoi?
There's a certain je ne sais quoi.
You're a
desserts.
Bit Frisco today.
Maybe I am. Maybe that's what's going on. I'm having a great
matter
day,
of fact,
though.
When we went to Del Frisco's, we got appetizers.
Yeah, and dessert.
But dessert, everyone's like, ugh, I get. We all shared it. We had to be like, you take it. Get it away from me.
I love that about dessert.
I had a really good dessert last night. I had a real fun bar lava cake with ice cream in the middle of it. And it came right. I had the best fried mac. I ate like an asshole for the last couple days for whatever reason. I'm like medicating some underlying stress. Mm-hmm. And I was just shoving these patties of fried mac and cheese into my face, giant squares. They were so goddamn good. And then I ordered chicken parmesan sliders, which I assume was going to be like, boom, can't wait. They had like the garlic bread rolls or whatever to each one. After I got the chocolate lava cake, because it was my birthday, and I bit into the chicken parm, almost snapped off six of my front teeth. It was the worst slider I've ever had in my life. And
cold?
Then I got slammed by the waitress too. Like, she's like, can't fit that. She's like, oh, eyes a little bigger than your stomach, huh? And I'm like,
whoa.
No, fat wench, your food is undercooked.
I will say this: if I could, I would eliminate. This is gonna be a little controversial. This
survivor
sentence.
Hit me.
If I would eliminate the entree if I could, and just have go a tapas lifestyle. I'm fine with it. There's nothing I love more than going out. If you go out to dinner with somebody and then you're like, instead of getting an appetizer and two giant meals, let's get six appetizers, try a little bit of everything together. Then we get full on that. And then we get the dessert, apps and dessert.
Just eating tapas in Tuscany.
Fuck the Andres. Yeah. Well, that's more of a Spain.
The Mike Feeney story. Tapas under the Tuscan sun.
Yeah. Really, tapas.
You're fitting all the new tier names in. I see what you're doing.
Gotta say
the blue hair. Gotta say the Tuscany.
Well, your blue hair looks like poorly designed birthday cake.
I love birthday cake.
Yeah, you know
if
what
I
it looks
little
like?
Crunchies.
It looks like when the birthday cake hits the
yes.
top
yeah.
of the the cellophane and then you pick it up.
Yeah.
Fuck you, man.
I'm in on the joke.
No,
I'm
out.
Laughing with you guys.
It's between us.
I'm laughing with you guys, so
we're
I'm in on it.
At
this
you,
isn't
though.
A,
mm-mm.
So what would your go-to appetizers or desserts be?
The appetizer. Oh. I know what I want for dessert. Either a lava cake,
because that was just brought up.
Because I was just brought up, and it reminded me how much I love that.
Ice cream cake, Carvel, crunchies.
Or,
That stuff's so good.
Oh, God, that is so good.
That stuff's so good.
Or a good cheesecake is nice.
Cheesecake
that
is
That Oreo
good.
Cheesecake from Martha's?
Oh, fuck me. Yeah, that was so good. That was so good.
That was
dude.
The fattest response.
Oh, fuck me. Fuck me.
So good.
Sugar. Water. The cake was a dear friend of mine.
just pulls his
what
skin
is,
tight.
What is that dessert? I can't stop thinking of the word Tuscany now.
Tiramisu?
Tiramisu. I love tiramisu.
It's like you have...
I have a Brendan translator yeah, in my brain.
He's the Han Solo to my Wookiee. And it seemed like it kind of worked with canon as well. Because you went, it's like you, and you finished the sentence anyway.
Yeah.
So maybe you just
He's
understand
here to
your
decipher.
Friends.
Yeah, I'm just an intermediary. Yeah,
we're just two gorillas trying to bang a square into a hole, yeah. a circle hole, and Feeny's like,
I'm the
what
arbiter
they mean by
that comes
is.
In and picks in their head.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The square hole, they're like... What's the next question?
All right. Oh, Afton actually had one more thing. Kiss, marry, kill, because apparently she is Mormon. Pizza, tacos, wings.
What a clean question.
Yeah. Kiss, well, which one of those kill. Would feel best to fuck? Probably a taco.
Kiss, marry.
So what? It's pizza, tacos,
no fun?
Wings.
No fun for the euphemism.
You had enough fun for both of us.
Okay. Brendan was just literally licking lips. He wasn't even thinking of funny.
Why are you yelling at me?
Wait to get pizza after this.
Not a fan.
I'm
beer.
So hungry. And I can't believe
I've
that.
Been.
The,
and every question's about
every
food.
Every question's about food.
I would keep. It's pizza, wings, and what?
Tacos.
Oh, fuck. I love
Mary,
tacos.
Kill.
I love
tacos. I think I would have to go. I honestly think I would have to go tacos if I'm rating them. Tacos, pizza, wings. Because the wings. Are when they're the best are the best, but so many places do bad wings.
True.
That it's like the most inconsistent. Pizza is right close to there where you're like, I love pizza when it's done right, but eating pizza all the time is it's too much.
No.
And tacos though, I could have tacos every day. But one day I have a chorizo taco, the next day I'm having like a grilled shrimp taco, the other day I'm having a fried taco, then I'll have meat, then I'll have el pastor, you know, the little pork and a little pineapple. Let's go.
Yeah, yeah. So you'll marry tacos.
I am married to tacos.
I think I'm married to wings, even though like I can't do spice or whatever.
It's the easiest
hot,
to shove up your ass.
But it is the easiest to shove up my ass, which is why I'm marrying wings.
Toss it, coat it with some blue cheese and
I just right fucking love it. I just lick. It's a lot of meat, which I love and stuff. And when it's
love
made
meat.
Well, I could
it's
kill.
Not a ton of meat.
It's not.
I can kill pizza. I got a ton of meat for you right here.
You're going to kill pizza?
Yeah, I'll kill pizza.
No kidding.
Pizza. I will kill pizza. And I would fuck or kiss, sorry, the other one, tacos.
Mm. Mm. I think you put up a pretty compelling argument with the diversity of what tacos can do. I do think, just in terms of what I like personally the most, I think I could do pizza every day of my life forever.
I don't like when pizza is so hot that it's like burning the top
we
of your...
We heard from you already.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought we were on a podcast having a conversation.
Brendan's podcast is I talk, and then when you talk, I comment on the things you're talking about.
Yeah.
And then if you
Isn't
talk during
that what
my
a podcast
thing,
is?
That is, but we like to make fun of you.
You guys seem fucking freaky today.
I've had
the
too much caffeine. This ice green.
Whatever he called me freaky before. Me.
Oh, did I tell you I got caffeine poisoning?
What? Really?
Yeah, that's like apparently.
Save it for the Patreon.
All right, fine. Hear about it all. Nobody cares. No, I just, I think it was after this podcast and I came home and all of a sudden my body just started tensing and seizing and it was 100% because I hadn't had a stitch of water all day and I pounded like 3 to 5 coffees just out of my mind and I started violently projectile vomiting. Everywhere and just freaked out for like 2 hours and then everything was just
do you
okay.
know if it's because of the coffee or
yeah yeah it was like the same thing and by the way you'll be able to see this soon episode 8 of Mike Takes Edibles it's a similar to reaction to what you had to the Rocks Zoa drink and the massive amounts of THC
yeah but at least you didn't have your friends there that every time you landed a punchline they went what which made everything so
no I had
much
my
worse.
Most loved one wife saying what?
Yeah,
I've never met somebody who has less empathy for their partner when they're at their weakest than Nicole Lavelle. I don't even use her new last name. It's actually hilarious. She's like, you don't feel bad. I'm like, all right, I'm actually the world spinning right now. I feel pretty terrible. I just got done doing 50 minutes on Zoom. It was that night. It was right after I had done like a Zoom corporate
you
gig.
You must have been sweating.
Dude, during it, towards the end, I like started getting this kind of tunnel vision and I was drinking chamomile tea and water during it because I knew like I was just like, I had this weird anxiety and like palpitations and all this stuff that I had to kind of like quell and simmer down. And I thought it almost all had to do with the fact of the impending nightmare of doing 50 minutes over a computer.
Yeah.
And it turns out it was just much, much more. But I came upstairs after that and was like, oh my God, I feel like shit. And Nicole's like, fuck you. You just made a ton of money. Like, what's your problem? And I'm like, all right, you know, you're right. And I laid down and I took an edible and I was just like still circling on the bed. Like, oh man, I feel terrible. She's like, no, you don't. And I'm like, okay. And then I got up to the bathroom and I'm like, ah! Ah! And she hears it. And on the third, like, protest hose level of vomit that I unleashed into the bathroom, she goes, you okay? Finally. Like, are you okay? And I'm like, yeah, yeah.
You still took an edible?
Yeah. I thought that'd make me feel better. You know,
that's probably the worst person to have as an Irish person, like, because we're already like, I feel fine. So it's like even worse to have the person who's supposed to be like taking care of you. Yeah. Like, you feel fine.
I will say this, though. I am a big, big bitch baby whenever I feel even a little bit
there
sick.
I think it's actually a very valuable thing to have that person because there's it because of that, too. Mm. Big bitch baby. If you're
big
constantly
bitch baby, triple B.
if you're yeah, constantly being like, oh, I don't know, I don't feel good. And then the person's like, oh, my God, no, relax. If you don't feel good, you know, then it's like it's so enabling.
I'm not constantly doing that, but well, when I am, when I am
constantly bitching like a baby,
when I am
big baby,
like a big stupid baby,
triple B,
you look like a trans baby.
Why are you just attacking me when fucking Mustachio is also doing it?
Because I'm saying the words he said back to him. You're adding new hurtful things.
Yeah, you are, and with punctuation.
Yeah.
You stupid
That's
idiot.
The next question.
Here's the scenario. No. You're transport. This is from Alec Holderfield. You're transported to an alternate reality.
What? Transported to an alternate reality.
You transported to an alternate reality.
You just transport to the movie Snatch. You're transported to an alternate reality where all currently fictitious marketing characters are real. You must assemble a gang, at least three, to either fight crime or cause a ruckus. Your choice. Who's in your gang? Examples include Count Chocula.
I don't want any examples. I don't want to.
Fictional characters.
I don't want to leave.
Marketing characters.
Oh, marketing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I want Tony the Tiger because he's going to maul some people.
Yeah. Tony the Tiger is probably the best one to say.
I'm going
to
have Tony. Why don't we all pick one? That'll be our gang.
Because we each have to assemble our own gang.
Can't we just as a group assemble a gang?
This is what
you
I'm
guys
doing.
Would be my gang.
Aww.
But we're not fictitious. We're real.
No, but that's why us three, we should.
Well, some of us more than others.
Who knows if this is all real anyway? This could be a simulation.
Oh, God.
Hey, was that your hair talking?
Sorry, my Rogan came out.
Yeah, your hair just got the blue screen of death.
I got a good one. Mr. Clean. Because he'll make things go away.
Yeah. He's like, oh, he's the cleaner.
He's the cleaner.
He's like the wolf.
He's like the wolf. Exactly. Yeah. I'm just saying what you're saying. Yeah. He's like he's the Mike Ehrmantraut of
Mike Gang. He's smooth skinned Ermy.
Yeah. And he's kind of scary looking too. He's got that one ring like Jordan, like Michael Jordan.
Right.
One earring.
Well, he looks like he's in an Aryan homosexual gang.
Yeah.
Oh, the brawny man though. That guy looks
brawny
like
man
he,
would be
he'll
good
cut
too.
Somebody up with an axe. He's like Bobby Cannavale, brawny Mr. Man Robot.
Yeah.
Just suck a rough cock. Just a callous hand. All right, I'll fight crime right after I'm done.
Yeah. Or Aunt Jemima would be good too.
She's not a person anymore. They've got
Michael.
Her. No, she'd be good at a
they've removed her.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Why are you reacting like that?
Because you called one of the most prominent black women marketing things not a person.
Marketing she's things. Not a person. Yeah, marketing.
And you just
things.
Yeah.
I don't. So yeah. So Brawny Man's pretty good. I do like that. I think Tony the Tiger is pretty excellent. I don't know why my initial thought was the general car insurance.
He's
the
like this big.
Yeah, the general will get butt fucked.
He's really not. Not good at all. My headphones keep popping out. Is my microphone having problems?
No, it's the input because I think they all do it.
Cool.
The general might be the worst answer, I think, because he's got a little penguin friend.
Yeah, anyone who's friends with a penguin, I don't trust him as far as I could throw him.
Yeah, because I don't trust penguins. They can fly.
If Brendan was drawn by a boardwalk cartoonist, he could be the logo for Antifa.
That's a good shirt idea. Just us as the caricatures.
Maybe Lucky the Leprechaun.
From Lucky Charms.
Does he have powers?
He's slippery.
He's a leprechaun. Yeah, he's doing all the...
They can never catch
him. Yeah, he's always... Yeah, he's slippery.
Why are we only thinking of cereals, though? It's so funny that those...
Because you said Count Chocula first, and Brendan wouldn't let you continue, so now we don't have any other frame of reference.
Okay, here's... Say the other references. Count Chocula would be good. Sorry. I had a big coffee, and I'm trying so hard not to... My blood is... I could feel it.
Yeah, when your blood is boiling, words... Come.
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess your blood ain't boiling.
The Burger King, the general from the Shaq commercials, etc.
That's where you came
is
up with.
Shaq? Can we say Shaq?
No, he's not fictional.
No, he's a real guy.
Shazam? Or Kazam?
Mr. Clean.
That's not a marketing character, though.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
This is the thing. I think we're only thinking of cereal because those are the most prominent marketers that are just made up. Like, you never see, like, the Nike check. Oh, you know what?
The Nike check.
Lil Penny. I want Lil Penny from the old Nike commercials, you know, where it's Anthony Hardaway, but it's Chris Rock's voice, and he was a little tiny puppet that would sit at the computer, and he played the piano in the No Diggity song.
Oh, wow.
That's who you want to fight crime with?
I don't know. He just seems pretty cool.
Or start a ruckus. Look at his leg.
This guy. Yeah. You want this
little
guy
chicken
even?
Legs. His socks don't
Here's
even
the thing.
Fit.
I feel like he could cause a ruckus if you release him into a footlocker. Like, he could probably freak people out.
There's nothing I could kick further.
I know. I could stomp on that.
You
thing.
Just this keep is... picking short little... you, the general, and Anthony Hardaway.
I'm sticking with Lil Penny. I like Lil Penny, and I think he could be really effective, especially if you're looking to rob sneakers, because I could send him into Foot Locker, have him gather people to the corner of the store, and then swipe off the shelves at the other end.
That's not bad.
What are you thinking?
I'm worried. That's fun.
Good luck getting more than two sneakers, maybe.
Yeah, he can't pick these feet up. He doesn't have, look at his little skinny legs. He doesn't have the strength to even walk in those things.
Yeah. I'll tell you who to not have, the Trix Bunny. You don't want a drug addict.
What about the Noid?
The Noid. That's pretty good.
He causes ruckus. Like, that's like his thing.
What the fuck is the Noid?
The Noid from the Flintstones.
Oh, I thought that was...
No.
He was in the Flintstones.
Thought you were just like,
yeah. No, the one from the Domino's
how Brendan
commercial.
Makes you feel.
That's from the Flintstones.
Originally?
Yeah.
You're not thinking of Kazoo?
Kazoo?
What's his name? That's his name. The little green guy.
Yeah, the little.
Hey there, dum dum.
Yeah, that is
no,
what
that's,
I'm thinking
that's
of.
That's Kazoo. I'm thinking of.
I feel like I'm your Kazoo.
Up. That guy. That guy who comes up and he always like creates chaos.
Is that the guy from the original clip art?
He literally creates
like
chaos.
Clippy from fucking Microsoft
yeah,
Word.
I want Clippy on my team. I want either Clippy or I want all of those like blues raisins. You
the
know?
California raisins?
The California raisins.
Does that look exactly like Mother Winslow from Family Matters?
Yeah.
All right, let's go to some more questions. Thank you for submitting again. Here's thescenario.com. DM. We didn't do as big of a call for action this week, so we should... emphasize that for next week. Yeah. Hit us up. Here's the scenario.com. Here's the scenario pod on Instagram. DM us any question that you want. You get a shout out on the pod, etc. At all.
Hell yeah.
We love you and thanks.
Yes. If you could have been the first person to discover any part of the world, what place would you want to have found?
I think we did this one.
No, we didn't.
I'm pretty sure we did. Because we were saying Hawaii.
Oh, yeah. Okay. If you could have any music group alive today play at your birthday party.
We did this.
We
too.
Did this one.
We're
on that page. Yeah. Just go to another page.
If you could ask God any single question, what would it be?
Shit got real. Shit got real, real fast. We're like, if you could own Hawaii, what would you do? If you can ask the Lord a question.
Yeah, one quest.
How many times do I shit?
That's it?
That's what you would ask the old. Mighty all
yeah
no because I feel like if I ask I do feel like if I ask what's the point of all of this, God will say something like, why does there need to be a point?
The point is there is no point, Brendan.
Is heaven haunted?
Yeah. In October he is.
I'm also a ghost.
I'm the big ghost in the sky.
I'm the ghost of God.
They don't call it Spirit Halloween for nothing.
Dude, he's like,
he's the original Spirit Halloween because he's here, there, and everywhere. He's omnipresent.
I should probably start the timer. God is just in a beard, just acting like a ghost. And you're sitting here.
I see your legs.
Does God have legs?
Yeah.
That would be your question. Do you have legs? And he just goes, yeah.
When I stand.
Is that all you want to ask me? Pretty satisfied.
That's about it. Thank you. I thought you were just cloud-footed.
I want to know what you are.
What if he says like this to God? What if I go, this is while we're still alive, right? Not after we've died?
Yeah, I think so.
Like if God came to
Feeney's answer is going to be like, what's the best time to post?
It is fun. It's something, fun and something that you both would very much want to know as well.
Nope.
But I would say, Mike's post alarm is going off. Hold on.
Is that an alarm? That's not for posting. That's for parking.
That was an alarm? Alarm just
No, it's got 8 minutes.
Oh, that's funny.
I will say that I think something, a great question to ask God would go, what's one thing that you can tell me that will provide me comfort and joy for the rest of my life?
You're gay.
But what if it's something we all...
Well, he's going to tell me something.
That kept going. Like, it's not, it wasn't just a calling you gay, but it's also the fact that would add you comfort and joy.
Yeah.
It would change your entire perspective and calm you. Be like, that is my truth.
Yeah, he just goes, oh, okay. Yeah.
Feeney's gay.
Love it.
Title.
Yeah.
I just feel like the answer would be something we already know that would bring us no comfort whatsoever,
that's impossible because I'm telling him to provide me something that would give me comfort and happiness.
You specifically.
Yeah. Me specifically, not mankind. I don't give a shit.
But still,
what could he possibly say?
I'm not dead yet. I'm alive. It's happening today.
True.
For the rest of my life, I go, what's one thing I can go through my life knowing that I'll be happy? And I don't know what it is. Maybe he'll be like,
that it all ends.
But not necessarily. It actually could be the very opposite of that.
No.
It could be like, we're all hanging out past Saturn right over here.
Do you think there is an answer?
Good. I don't know. He'd have to tell me. He knows.
I'm the Lord.
He would have to know.
Michael!
Yeah.
We're all hanging out around Saturn.
Who's we all?
Mikey F.
Everyone you love and everybody you've ever met that you'd like to invite to the party. You are the bouncer and the host without having to do any of that work. So you decide who makes it in through the ropes, and you decide who gets to kick the fuck out. You decide on the snacks, the entertainment, but you have to handle none of that. So it's all thought up of from your consciousness and is created through your thought.
That would bring me a lot of comfort. I would actually love that. That would bring me a lot of comfort. One last question, though.
Yes.
What is the best time to post?
5:59 and 48 seconds.
God just goes... You know, I can't even really figure out TikTok's algorithm, to be honest.
I'm China. Suspended as well.
It's like the only country I don't govern is China.
I'm really big in North Korea, though.
What about you guys? Neither of you said what you would do.
Like a real answer? What would I ask him?
Am I ever going to be happy? The Brendan Sagalow story.
I am happy. I don't need...
I'm happy today.
That's good.
Okay. I wish you were more... I wish that good was real.
I wish your happiness was real.
My happiness is real.
It's not.
What the fuck? What's
it's
happening?
It's fake and short-lasting.
Hey, it's all fucking wave. It's all an ocean.
I feel like all that stuff... I don't think anything would actually bring me comfort. You know what I mean? Unless somebody kind of gave me not even the most money, but just money. Like you have money for the rest of your life. Everything that you'll ever need is taken care of. You're good. Then I could kind of be like, All right, now let's start from zero and then build ourselves up. But we have just been completely conditioned to start from an extreme deficit and feel like we're trying to dig ourselves out of a grave for our entire lives. And then when we get to ground zero, we're like, we've won. And then they're like, no, now the real responsibility starts.
Here's a question I would ask God. Do you got $20? You got any money I can borrow?
I'm suing y'all. $150,000 I'll sell it out of court right now for $20.
$20.
I would ask
R.I.P.
God, you know what? R.I.P. I would ask God if what I see on hallucinogens actually exists and it's something I'm unable to perceive at sober whatever.
That's a really good
question. Or is it a product of poison?
A little bit of column A, a little bit of column B.
A bit of Columbine.
Which was my idea, by the way.
Also my handiwork. Good with the bad, you know.
Everything I touch is good. It just turns into that P. Diddy thing where he's like, I'm a savage. I'm a savage.
Classic booty savage.
Not everything is a touchdown.
Yeah. If you could be one article of clothing, what would you be and who would you want to belong to?
I mean, this is
I got it.
I would be the panties
of Ana de Armas.
Of Rachel Dolezal.
Do you think she wears
the carpet matches the drapes?
Do you think she's like she's trying to be black all the way down to her panties, or does she get like real white girl with it?
I don't know, man.
I also don't know the difference.
I would hope that when I ask her if I can have sex with her, she goes, "I don't think you can handle all this." You know, every time you ask a black girl to have sex. God, I don't know if you can handle this ass. They say that.
Everyone?
I don't want a general.
Wow.
That would be your thing.
Too late for that.
My thing? How?
General. Get it?
Oh, I get it.
Your stupid fucking answer.
You're the first person I know who is outwardly racist yet calls others stupid.
Yeah. Wow, what a woke thing to say for you. You're the first person who I know is racist who calls other people
stupid. I'd ask God, why are whites so fragile?
Yeah. Yeah.
When is it going to be our turn?
Okay.
Wait.
No, we didn't even answer that.
Brendan answered.
Yeah.
What did you pick?
I picked the panties of Ana de Armas.
Oh.
What are you panties of?
I want to be...
The strap of Aaron Judge.
You know what I want to be? I want to be an oversized hoodie for someone. Because if you're an oversized hoodie, you're not going to smell. You know what I mean? If you're like a t-shirt, you'll smell. No, I mean,
all my oversized hoodies smell like weed.
That's fine, but they don't smell like BO.
Huh?
They don't smell like BO.
You gotta wash them, though. They'll smell like BO after a while. But I
want to be a soft wash hoodie.
Yeah.
Get softer every time you wash.
Oh, fuck me. Yeah.
And be one of those,
I'd be wearing a soft wash hoodie while eating that fucking Oreo cheesecake.
That's how you know.
I wouldn't even need God.
A touch gay as he wants a girl to like hide her feminine features with a big hoodie. And he's like, yeah, let me have sex with you and call you a Mike.
When did I say that? When did I say I want to have sex with
somebody wearing
someone in a big hoodie?
Just now.
No, I said I want to wear a soft hoodie while eating a cheesecake Oreo.
Oh, I thought you said
an Oreo cheesecake.
You to wear.
No, but that would be kind of hot. The old Billie Eilish, as they say.
Yeah, that's like in a Scary Movie when he puts the chick in the shoulder pads.
Yeah, he's like, call me Brandon.
So that's my post-alarm. Oh, no. All right. Next.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
If you had to be somebody's body part, what would you be and on whose body? Leonardo DiCaprio's penis.
I mean, that's got to go on the t-shirts.
And I'd want to see out of it.
Yeah. One eye.
Yeah, just
what about
a down periscope of just his cock.
Just going like this.
Was it
25-year-old pussies?
Was it like Wilt Chamberlain? Who's the person that said they slept with like 4,000 women?
Wilt Chamberlain. Yeah, 8,000.
8,000?
I think if you have sex with like, if you have sex with like 3 women a night for however long, you're still not even halfway there.
Yeah,
it's like insane. And I mean, I kind of... Listen, I don't know what it was like in L.A. back in the day, and I'm sure there was quite a bit of group sex happening. A lot of people allege that's how magic caught the monster. But, but you know, I don't... 5,000 or 8,000, you know? Do you think that's possible, or is that just like...
I don't think it's possible.
What did he say? 20,000. So it's not even 8,000. That's
so
hilarious.
So it's just a fat lie.
20,000
I bet
women?
It felt... I bet it feels true.
That's got to be like 5 women a day.
It's more.
He wrote this in 1991. So what year was he? How old was he in 1991? He died in 99.
Yeah.
So
in Bel Air. He's wow, that's funny that he played in West Philadelphia and then died in Bel Air.
Whoa, that is
63
crazy.
When he died. So yeah. I mean,
well, he died of,
and you only start if he started having
overdose.
Sex at 14. So 14 to like 51 when he wrote that book, when he said it then. So it's like, that's only, it's only like 35, 40 years of doing that. There's no, I mean, you'd be,
we'd have to assume it started in high school through his pros. Yeah. It sounds like instead of practicing anything on the low post, he was just low posting.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
But he was like, do you ever see some of his old athletic footage? Because he's like a 7-foot.
One.
Super athlete monster before that ever existed. Like he would have been the greatest volleyball player of all time. He played, I think, Division I volleyball and literally used to spike Spalding into people's fucking bridge of their nose. Like jeez. It was insane.
Did he do the grandma free throws?
No, I don't.
It was the game. I think it was that he's the one that scored the most points of anybody in a game,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That game when he
maybe he did.
He did that for just that game. He did like the granny underhand thing because they've like scientifically proven it's like significantly better at shooting. And so he did it and scored and then broke the record. But then he said he never did it again because he was afraid of getting made fun of. And you're like, you own the record of the best athletes in the world couldn't do what you do, and you just did it this way. And they're like, but I don't want to get made fun of.
It's the same as Shaq. It's the same as Shaq. They got Shaq up to 70-something percent in practice by doing underhand. And they were like, time to deploy it in the game, big guy. Playoffs are coming. Let's go. Let's fucking do this. And he's like, I'm not a fucking homo. What are you kidding me? I'm not shooting underhand. And it's like, all right, that's the craziest ego trip of all time where it's like, I'll just dominate without that part. I'll just go to the line, you know, 8 to 12 times a game and shoot horribly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fuck it. Okay. So we're all convoying on Leo's cock? Or?
Yeah, I'll be Leo. I'm trying to think of something. I can't think of anything. That's like worth being besides Leonardo.
Maybe like somebody's right arm. Some.
Oh, Conor McGregor's fist.
His left
hook.
Yeah. Well, maybe like in a 3 to 5 year gap. Like
yeah.
Just pick your lifespan from.
Yeah, I don't want to be the thing that's getting hit.
No. You're just his fist in the pub as it's connecting to a 90-year-old soft skull.
Yeah.
You won't drink it. Boom. And
like a little hand missile.
Well, and the worst part is the guy ate it. Like he fucking just took the punch and was like, huh?
Yeah, yeah. He's like, why are you hitting me?
Please don't do that.
All right, next question. Here's the scenario. If you were to be rescued from a desert island, by whom would you want to be rescued?
Leonardo DiCaprio's cock. No.
Tom Hanks, and I want him to go, I know what it's like. You're going to be all right.
Yeah.
Let me put you in a room with just lights first and it's quiet and you can turn the lights on and off. You could lay on the bed and lay on the ground.
With just a spread. That spread at the end of that movie makes me like horny. You know what I mean? Like it has, no?
Are we talking about?
I said,
Castaway.
Oh, I didn't hear you. I spoke over you.
Yeah.
It's funny because he was also in that movie where he was like held captive by a pirate or something. So he can just be like, yeah, you know, I know what it's like.
I think you can kind of say that about everything. Tom Hanks has been in every kind of movie.
Yeah.
At this point, it's like, oh, he's also been in. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
He has. Yeah. I would like to get rescued by Tom Hardy And yeah. I just find so much comfort in his beauty. I am excited. I just listened to a podcast on the movie Warrior, and it sounds like it's going to be my favorite movie of all time, and that's why I keep putting it off. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to watch it, and I'm going to have a very outspoken love affair with him.
Tom Hardy in Dunkirk.
Yeah, but he doesn't speak enough for me. I like his British accent. Yeah, he's very charming.
Try to dream a little bigger, love. He says that in Inception or something. Mm-hmm. You know who I would want to get rescued by? Obama, but with cameras around, so that he's like really nice to me. You know, so he's like, "You're doing great."
That's Clinton.
They're kind of the same.
This is.
What does Obama do? Obama's thing is
he growls a little, and I don't know.
He pauses. There's a like good, thoughtful, pregnant pauses.
He cries when children are shot, and then does nothing.
Yeah, piece of shit.
He orders drone strikes.
So that's why I say I want cameras around.
Detonate.
So that, because I know if it was just Obama, he would just be like, "Are you all right?"
And that
like,
was
no.
Bush.
What?
What you just did. You went, detonate.
Yeah. I mean, we're all doing everybody.
Mission accomplished.
I love the whisper.
Damn, Mr.
That moment should be a pause frame with the Curb music over it.
I think like, they did that.
Did that? Yeah, it had to have been.
Yeah.
I mean, it's. I listen. I don't know how I would react, but
that 9/11 doc really explained. The guy who told him explains the whole. That he's the one that is in the documentary and explains everything that happened in that moment. And then when you like hear it from his part of the story, the guy who told him, you're like, oh fuck, that's. I mean, the fact that he only reacted that way is one of the most impressive things I think I've ever seen as right. like a person to not just be like, oh, God, you know, and go running out of there, like throw the kids to the side.
Excuse me, children. You no longer matter.
Yeah, he runs right by a school shooter.
Just high knees through a bunch of toddlers.
Crazy. Yeah, yeah.
It's fucking that was a wild. That's that part of the documentary is so fascinating to me.
Do you think that it was planned that he would be in front of children reading a book?
No. That's the whole point of the documentary. It wasn't. They told him.
Don't best. Yell at me.
They were.
You're the best.
They were,
why am I the
you
best?
You think that's part of Karl Rove's plan? Just to have Bush in that's front of kids so it would render him even more inept?
Yeah, I'm saying everything
the
you're
thinking.
The
response would have been later.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, and that way nobody get that it's a hologram. And
were all the children hologram crisis actors?
They were. Well, a lot of those children were actually also in Sandy Hook.
they're all robots.
Welcome back to Deep Inside the Rabbit Hole, everybody.
Yeah.
5-year hiatus.
But poor algorithm. Absolutely worse.
Careers.
If you had to eat, here's the scenario. If you had to eat the same meal for the rest of your life, morning, noon, and night, without worrying about nutrition, what would you eat?
But see, now here's the double-edged sword of that. You could say without worrying about nutrition, but that doesn't mean you still can't feel violently full.
Yeah.
And have that like jowly, like disgust taste to it. It may not render you with health repercussions, but there's still that feeling of the, oh God, that was the itis, you know?
Too much, yeah.
You know what I think I might go with? No, I can't even say that. I'm trying to think. You know what? Tacos, baby, because I can have a breakfast taco, a lunch taco, a dinner taco.
Tacos can be light, too.
Tacos can be very light. You can have little ones. I was going to say a BLT, but I'm like, even that bacon grease in the back of your throat after a couple.
Tacos is a great answer.
Tacos is my only answer.
Maybe like a Caesar salad. Like a Caesar salad wrap.
You like Caesar salad more than anybody I've ever met.
Really?
Yeah. And that's how you can tell that it just has no health benefits.
Like, the Caesar salad
it's your go-to.
Is the first time in your life when you try to start becoming more healthy that you eat it.
Yeah, you
tell
start
everyone
eating.
That you're eating.
And then Brendan has been on like, the first step terrible for 10 years.
Yeah, yeah.
And I get the wrap.
That's terrible.
And a smoothie all the time.
A still, smoothie of
dressing.
Are there
croutons in the wrap?
Yeah. It's better than like, you know, whatever.
It's not.
It's better than like Chinese food.
I don't know if it is.
It is.
I think it kind
How
of...
How many calories are in a Caesar salad wrap, Nicole? You should know this off the top of your head. What's thinking?
I think...
Oh,
I,
why don't you let us
I think
know
that's
how
it.
Much calories
Do we have to pick...
Give it a goog.
Do we have to pick, like, a specific wrap, if I were to say wrap? Because I guess I'm kind of copying you, but I don't want tacos.
Yeah, you just want more... breading.
I want a grilled chicken wrap. I could make that for breakfast. I can make that for lunch. I can make that for dinner. There is some sort of deviation that you could do to make it like
sauce.
Whatever. But if we're talking like you can only have the same exact meal, so it would have to be a chicken Caesar. It would have to be a beef taco soft, whatever. Like then that's a different set of circumstances.
I think I would still take a little beefsteak.
Tacos.
I'm an acai bowl guy. You know what? I'll do that all day.
That's another classic thing of like the healthy but not at all healthy thing.
It's healthier than a lot of shit, especially in the morning. But it is.
Healthier.
Like you gotta come out with a chicken neck. Like go back underground.
Nicole, if you left one more time.
On mic, no less.
I love the on
mic. Yeah, made sure. But that, like, you could have in the morning, pre-workout, like, all that sugar is kind of good for you if you're putting it to good use.
Yeah.
If you're slugging along and drinking Caesar syrup all day, then that's a different story.
Drinking Caesar syrup.
Scissor. All right. Last question. Next question. Here's the scenario. If you could have been any past president of the United States, who would you have been?
We did this one because I said George Washington. Because it was the first one. Someone said Lincoln.
Someone must have asked us this.
Yeah, maybe someone asked us that. Well, maybe.
Maybe they're imagine they all these people the are buying this book and
yeah,
submitting and the questions submitting just questions. To ruin.
That'd Nicole texted us saying that we did this 4 minutes ago. So one of the questions that we've already answered, we did.
Oh, God.
Probably the one.
Which one, Nicole?
The food one that we just did.
Well, here's what I'm going to say. This is all Brendan's fault because he's the owner of this book and continues to put the bookmark in the same space that we have already done.
Well,
and it takes 8 fucking dummy questions. What, stupid idiot?
You got to remember the questions because sometimes we don't finish the page.
Remember
the
questions.
Yeah, because
it's my job to maintain a mental bookmark.
Yes. Why don't we cross them out of the book?
Why, if it's not anymore your job, how is it my job?
Because you don't have a book. Kid.
Oh, and it finally comes out.
Finally. We finally know Brendan's barren.
He ate his womb.
Yeah, the hair dye made him infertile.
Yeah. This isn't my fault. Because you need to remember.
What, how? Okay,
that's
so I present.
All right,
I'll show you why it's there's no show. There's explain.
I'll let you, I'm explaining, but you're yelling.
I'm going to rip this in half. I almost did, dude.
That's,
I was so close.
That's our Bible.
I'm willing to fucking do it just to buy a new one.
When we finish every question, I turn the page and I put the bookmark in.
Why don't we just take a marker and cross out everyone that we've done?
Well, because I'm pretty sure Brendan has done this and gone all over the place.
No, I haven't.
Circled. Yes, you have.
No, I haven't.
Because you don't do the thing where you turn the page and put this in.
Yes, I do.
Had you done that, I wouldn't have repeated 4 of the questions that we've already done.
You repeated the questions that were on the left page. You didn't read the questions that were on the right.
No.
We didn't finish both pages.
No.
What? Yes, I did, you fucking dog-eared retard. I read all of these questions
from the right page. Go back the page.
That's the show,
back
everybody. The page. Thanks,
everybody. Stop getting mad. Go back the page.
No.
You gotta fucking relax. All right?
You know what's the fastest way to not get me to do that?
Telling someone to relax.
Tell me to relax.
All right, then just chill. Okay?
My fucking armpits just started like creating rainforest type moisture. I am livid.
Whatever.
Can I help you?
Yeah, I was texting to see
when you get to go home.
Well, I think this has been the third hour of this show.
Yeah. We're at 23 minutes.
No, we're not. You started that 46 minutes in.
I say if you like the podcast, just leave us a review and write and 5 stars and check us out all out. Individual.
Oh, God, we have so much time.
Here's the scenario.com for all of that. Subscribe on iTunes, write a review, write a comment, share. Word of mouth, baby. That's how we get this pod going. Obviously, it's a hypothetical podcast. easy to explain to everybody, but it's also three goons that you guys like to watch argue, hopefully. Hopefully it relieves a lot of your stress and it makes you very appreciative of the relationships that you have with other people that they're not this.
I know I'm appreciative of the relationships I have outside of this. And that was a joke. Something everybody could laugh at and not take so seriously. Also, come see us on the road.
That's right. Brendan and I have already left.
We're already dead.
Yeah.
We're already dead.
But all dates actually at MikeCannonComedy.com. In November, we got Skankfest. All three of us are going to be there. October 27th. October 27th, I'll be running my hour at the Fat Black Pussycat at the Comedy Cellar. Come out to that, New York. Feeney's actually going to be doing some time right up top. It's going to be a really good show, and you'll get to see my hour right before I potentially tape it later this year.
When does this come out, Nicole? The 20th?
Yeah.
Then the 27th, this weekend, if you're around, come out to Long Island, Maguire's, Bohemia. I'll be there. And also, come to the New York Comedy Festival show Brennan and I are producing on November 12th, which will be a show called Unlikely Duos. And we're pairing up two comedians that have never been on stage together before. And we're having them just kind of see what's going to fucking happen.
Yeah.
But the lineup is killer. You're going to love it. It's part of the New York Comedy Festival, which is very exciting. So get tickets to that, too, because that shit will sell out. It's a Friday night at New York Comedy Club.
And if you're not in New York and you're in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, come out to my shows.
I'm
doing a bunch of shows at the Cisco Brewery. It's going to be super fun. Brendan was supposed to do that and make a lot of money, actually, but he turned that down. So go to his show, I guess. And Portsmouth, New Hampshire, come out to that. And then I got a bunch of dates, North Carolina, Boston, a bunch of places in December and into January. I'm going to be in Austin, all over the road, MikeCannonComedy.com. And again, the most important thing, tell people about the pod, spread the word, get it out there for us.
Yeah. And also, if you accidentally walk into a restaurant this weekend on Friday, make sure you accidentally walk into BJ Ryan's because I will be there headlining while you eat a steak.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Twitch.tv/NYFreshmaker.
And twitch.tv/sags2riches.
Well, this is an interesting question. All right, here's a scenario. If you could, I also kind of want to hear Nicole's answer to this. If you could relive one romantic date from high school just as it was, which would it be?
Romantic date from high school.
Like, I'm assuming, I mean, I don't know. Did you guys go out on dates? Like,
no.
I think I took like two girls out to Italian
Applebee's
food,
you
know, like once.
Yeah.
And then the dates were more or less like a dance.
Oh, really?
For me, I'm saying that. Oh, really? I'm saying that like the only times that we had like a formal, like romantic evening where it would be, you know, otherwise I'm fingering on a couch.
Yeah.
Like that's pretty much what that was.
Yeah. Yeah. That was like everything I did.
My dad always used to come out in tidy whiteys. All that, like, to embarrass me while I was sitting there with a chick in high school.
That's
and
hilarious.
I'm like, it's both hilarious and in through the 2021 scope being like, this isn't okay.
Yeah.
Like, you are an old dude with a shit stained pair of panties walking out with saucer nipples and fucking a big belly of sauce.
Yeah.
And what the hell are you doing?
Yeah. And the way a dad dick looks in tighty whiteys is not good for a young woman to see.
It's like a fat Picasso painting. Like his balls somehow were up above his dick. It's like, you know, chubby division sign.
I don't know. We used to just bang all the time and we wouldn't like go anywhere.
Who's
we? Me and Dervla was her name.
Dervla?
Yeah, that's the girl I lost my virginity to. Virginity.
Explain. What do you mean? That's her real name?
Yeah, I'm not going to say her full name.
No, I know.
Yes, that is her name. Yeah.
Dervla. I have never.
Her father was from India and her mother was from Ireland.
Dervla McCoy.
Dervla Bervla.
Actually,
Dervla Flanagan.
You're on the right track,
Dervla
but
O'Neil.
Remember her.
Dervla Sullivan.
Dervla
her
Connor.
Father was from India. So. Just
Dervla
as,
Patel.
There you go. You're on the right track now.
Dervla Singh.
You're going to say it. You're going to say it if you keep going.
I ran out of Indian knowledge.
She's a scientist in Arizona.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she fucking does not talk to me.
What do scientists in Arizona even do? They just come up with the hypothesis, they test it, and they're like, I don't believe this, and then throw it in the garbage.
No, they just look at it, that's a rock. That's a rock.
they put all the stuff in the
where
test
the roadrunner was.
They do test tube, and they go, still shouldn't allow immigrants.
I like the Roadrunner thing. All their experiments are if the Acme if the Acme tools could work. We're seeing that a boulder can be pushed off of this.
Oh, I love how much this upset you.
Yeah, your thing was funny.
Something else stuck.
You
in
were half listening because you were too busy trying to add your tag of the boulder.
I get that feeling, though. He wanted to run by. It was an express train, and he wanted to
quit. Yeah, I mean, you said the Acme thing, and I couldn't let you do whatever it is that you did, and then ruin it.
Speaking of
having a moment, ruined it.
If you have a moment, subscribe to the podcast.
We can't possibly plug that.
I love how contentious the podcast is getting each and every week. It might be stressing our listeners out, but it's a real, like, this is our scratching post.
Yeah, I feel like our listeners want to separate us like when dogs fight.
Many people are very concerned about it, but I have an observation, and it's that this was never the case with Irish Gabbat. Did you notice that? The contentiousness.
Yeah, there was a lot of love.
It was mostly love and a lot of laughing and fun, and then we added something, and then
your little fucking eyes,
and then suddenly
it got angry.
It got so angry.
I wonder what that is.
I don't know.
It's not me.
No. Like, so I was us two.
And
we were telling stories. And really learning about each other's lives.
I had so much fun.
And
great.
This podcast,
bring that fucking show back up,
has three people.
Yeah. One more.
And now we're fighting.
It has one difference.
Hmm. Something to consider.
Well,
I think it's Nicole. Don't tell her, but I think
Nicole would have been a great Irish Goodbye producer, too. Add in little.
The best.
Like, here's what happened to me one time. I know nothing about Nicole.
Oh, weren't we going to ask Nicole?
Oh, yeah. Well, if you could relive one romantic date. I think what was it? It was sophomore year homecoming that Nicole, wife, not producer, and I had sex for the first time.
Nice.
I guess I'd relive that, just watch her cry.
Here's the thing. I think one of my first dates that I can remember, it wasn't even like that romantic, but it was like romanticized in terms of like an actual date. I think it was in middle school or something. Yeah. And I like we went to the movies together, and then, you know, it was one of those things where you're like, you know, I'm wearing like too much cologne because I never wore cologne in my life. I had braces, so like eating popcorn, I'm like, oh no, I'm gonna get popcorn in my braces, and then I won't be able to make out. You know, like, and then like we held hands at one point. And I think.
Oh,
we had,
how
like,
hard did you used to get when you'd make hand to hand combat?
When you make move, content. When you do the move, and then they do the fingers lace?
Dude, I would have...
Love a good finger lace.
A rock hard, Becca. Yeah. Every single time. I was a real, like, easy hard. You
me
know what
too.
I mean? You know
I don't
mean?
Even know
me
that
too.
We...
Still am.
I know,
you're like, an easy hard?
I can be, yeah. I can't be.
But I think it ended... I don't even know if we ended up kissing. Maybe we had, like, a peck or something like that. But it was just that whole thing of, like, that's how you want dates to go. Literally, like, go see a movie. Yeah. Like, you'd be like... I got the popcorn because my mom gave me money, you know, and you're like, it's just like,
there are a couple evenings like in seventh grade when Nicole and I dated in, you know, holding hands, hugging territory, that we walked around like our town carnival. And that was probably like the most straight lined endorphin love, whatever that you could ever feel in your entire life.
It. Puppy love.
You know what I was thinking about, actually, is like, you know how many movies are like, you're just a kid, you don't know what love is.
Yeah.
And it's like, I actually think that kid love.
Careful now.
Is the sexiest love.
Yeah.
No, but it might be the purest love, because you actually have the most intoxicants in your body in terms of hormone and all that shit.
Yeah.
So you're actually reacting to the most like carry you away elation that you could possibly have, and you just like, you're mainlining that shit.
Yeah, yeah.
However,
I agree.
I think it's because you have so many hormones, you're just so excited at the prospect of having potentially sex with
anyone. And well, that it, of course, it could be easily misconstrued, lust and love, obviously, which is what most people mean when they say that, because love to a lot of grizzled fucking veterans of relationships are like, love is a slow simmer and you don't get there overnight, and it's not the spike in elation, and it's like, stop being so angry that the fire has burned out for you. It's like, just this is what it is initially, and that feeling should I mean, that, like, that bottled up feeling is like the best feeling in the entire world. What was that left?
The bottled up feeling is the best feeling in the world, which is such a good explanation for all of our personalities.
When you finally let yourself feel
that bottled up. One time I went to a movie with my first girlfriend. Her name was Tanya. We were in 10th grade, and she gave me an over the pants hand job, but I never came. But the entire movie, she was just going like this while I was wearing like sweatpants.
Oh, yeah.
And it was the best, dude. It was the best.
Dude, I remember. I forget who this
was. What movie was it?
Superbad, I think. Nice. I think it was Superbad.
Do you get aroused when you see that movie?
Yeah, but for different reasons.
All right. I remember.
The high school children?
Yeah, but also they were, that, like, that girl, Nicola, was like 29.
Emma Stone?
No, no. The red-haired girl with the thong sticking out.
What happened to her?
She's no longer acting. I actually looked her up after watching it recently.
What else did she do?
I think that's it. Literally, that's
it. Star role, though.
She killed it. She was hilarious. I mean, she was... Next question. Oh, Nicole, do you have a romantic high school memory?
Definitely wasn't romantic. It was, like, pretty much everything you already said, but usually would eat, like, my weight in queso at Moe's.
Nice.
Moe's! And that was the end of it.
So, this might be too much for a question, but Brendan and I have already divulged. We were easy hards as kids. Do girls are easy wets? Like, what's the girl equivalent
easy
to
tingles?
You getting super excited about something like that?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean,
easy wets.
Think so. Like, I can't really think of anything where I was kind of like, whoa.
Okay. Yeah. I see, that's exactly what I feared, is that I was the only one feeling something in those moments.
I still fear that.
I look up at Nicole sometimes, I'm always on bottom, and while we're having sex, and I'm like, I think I'm the only one having fun.
Yeah. If I have sex with someone and they're not like sweating after, I'm like, did you even enjoy that? If they're not like classically like movie, like, I'm like, what the hell were you doing?
Yeah. What are you going to do? You know?
Last question.
This is it?
Yeah.
Here's a scenario.com.
This is
this is the last
Patreon.com/scenariopod. That's it. This might be it.
This is it, period.
If you could, we already did that. If you had to give up all sexual activity for 1 year, how much money would you demand minimum in return?
I mean,
I would do it like
the most money.
Would we grow prostate cancer?
No,
from not coming.
I think you do, right? It's like a legitimate problem.
If you don't,
I mean, first of all, I would have nighttime emissions.
There's that.
Yeah,
for sure.
Your body would push it.
That's fine because you're not. That doesn't count.
Right.
You're not actively. But I would.
Do you come more? When's the last wet dream you've had?
It's been so long.
Yeah. What? I used to have them all the time, even in Crown Heights when I lived there.
Yeah, like, I think like,
wow.
I think like early to mid 20s.
Do you know when Nicole used to go to China, she would go for like 2 or 3 weeks, and I would put it as a personal test to try to make myself have a night cummy. So I would go a full week, like the first week, without jerking off.
Nice.
The key was to get as drunk as humanly possible, and then you'd fall asleep without wanting to. Then eventually...
You and I are two different drunks. I'm always just one eye open, jerking off.
Brendan's shit face passes himself in the mirror and is like, hello.
Who brought you here?
Who's the thick bitch?
What's your sign?
Now you can't leave.
Like, uh-oh. Yeah, I rape myself. No, baby.
Shut up, you want it.
You're such a loser if you don't like this.
It helps with the painted nails, though.
Yeah.
Makes you feel...
What do you think, Mr. Fingy? Well, it's... I don't indulge in things that are unsophisticated, like drunk masturbation. Anyway, top of the morning to you.
I wish you took it off with the other...
Yeah. Hey, Top of the morning to you. That's way better.
Adds to it.
Mr. Finger going on a t-shirt.
It isn't.
It's not. Here's the scenario, Duck. Let's do one more. I feel like that one really fizzled out.
I don't even know what the question was.
How long would you,
oh.
How much money would you?
How much money?
That's stupid.
If you give me $1 million, I'll do it.
Yeah, I'll do it for a year.
I think I could be one of those things where I could really.
$1 million?
Focus.
Yeah. Oh, okay. This is an interesting question and definitely perfect to end on. If you were the sole survivor of a plane crash with everyone present and had to choose someone to eat in order to survive, who would you select?
Well, obviously.
With all of us. If it was a four-person single-engine Cessna and the three of us, we were the only survivor, you're the only survivor, the three of us are dead, sitting there like three honey hams, who do you eat?
I think it's Cannon.
I gotta be honest, I think it's Nicole, and it's 100% based on homophobia.
Yeah, I don't want to. I'm gonna have to eat around your dick.
I just don't want so much hair.
Yeah.
No, ugh. I mean, you can like pluck that off like chicken feathers, but I
who wants
think,
to do that?
I would just be more with Sagalow. I'd be worried about the toxins and all the poisons of bad eating.
That's
that
why I do it.
There.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. There's
That's
a lot
why
of,
I do it.
There's a lot of fat
to avoid no cannibalism.
There's a lot of fat. So on fat. So there's a lot of fat. So I don't think I would be delicious.
No, yeah, you'd be like chewing like the marbled like.
Yeah,
you no,
have
part
more,
of you.
You have more muscle than Feeny, so I think.
Wow.
You might be better, but
yeah, I'd be,
I think
I'd
Nicole,
be like a lean meat. I'd
you'd
be like
gamey.
Meat.
Yeah,
you'd be gamey. I think you'd be like a wild turkey. You know what I mean?
Proof.
Huh?
90 proof.
90 proof.
Wild turkey. 90 proof.
Oh. Nice.
It's an alcohol reference for my friends that drank alcohol for years.
Sagalow just looks like the clear fat on the side of a steak.
That's what
yeah.
I, that's,
yeah.
That's what I said.
Also, that's what I said first. You repeated. And
I didn't repeat.
You'd never heard.
I clarified.
Yeah. I don't think I heard it. Why are you giving him the out, but you don't give me the out?
Because
he
you
never
said earlier,
heard it.
I'm just repeating what you said.
I didn't say that.
You
I
didn't
did
say that.
I did say that earlier, but not about this.
You're an ass.
You're an ass.
You're an ass.
You're an ass.
Yeehaw! It's Nicole. We're all eating Nicole.
We're all eating Nicole.
Thank you, everybody, for
Thanks
watching.
For listening.
That's the show. Here's the scenario.com. Write, review, share, tell your friends, and Patreon, babe. Patreon.com/scenariopod.
We love you.
Bye.
Here's the Scenario is Mike Feeney, Mike Cannon, and Brendan Sagalow. Executive producers Robert Kelly and Matt Kleinschmidt for the Laugh Button Podcast. For more information about the show, visit heresthescenario.com. The Scenario.